This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Anything else today?
Yeah.
It was national.
Do you know what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Anything else today?
Yeah.
It was National Jukebox Day.
Here's a quarter. Go play a song on the jukebox.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You seem to know a lot about everything.
Well, what about Friday?
Everyone knows
it's Black Friday.
Black Friday.
So, shall we get started then?
It's showtime.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Those are the vibes today, Kennedy. Those are the vibes today. I mean, I am here in spirit. I'm here to support you, here to love on you and hug on you. Whatever. But in my brain, this is what I'm thinking. And I know we have to work all weekend.
I'm going to say, we only have one day off.
Doesn't matter. It's a vibe, Kennedy.
My brother called me up, said he saw me on TV. I said it wasn't easy, but right now I'm living breezy. Build this engine from the ground up. Now my hands, they ain't so greasy. Feel me?
Hey! I'm on vacation. That is Dirty Heads featuring our good friend Pat Monahan from Train.
I'm on vacation.
It's like one of those songs, every time it comes on, I'm like, I love this song.
Wait, but it, it puts you in a mood.
It does. It's good.
I like the Dirty Heads. They make good music.
Yep. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I know you've been a little bit of pain the past couple of days.
It's so bad.
Yeah?
It's so bad.
What do you think you did, and where exactly is the pain besides me and your neck?
That one I've gotten used to. It's right behind my right shoulder blade.
Don't spin like that.
And,
that looked like it hurt.
I can't get comfortable. Hmm. The only place I'm comfortable is like in my bed, propped up on five pillows, rotating between ice and heat.
Kennedy, I've recently watched a lot of Yellowstone. And if you were a horse, what we'd do is we'd take you out behind the barn.
Gosh, do not. I was sobbing at Yellowstone the other day. Sobbing.
We'd put you down.
Oh my God, I was sobbing.
I cried during that show a lot.
It is difficult.
It's sad.
I'm just, you know, I'm going to call the doctors today. I don't know what else to do at this
right,
point.
Right, sure.
Because it's not, really, it doesn't respond to any pain like Advil or Aleve or anything.
Yep.
And I got a massage that didn't help. Worked with my trainer, stretches and stuff.
Mm. If you want to lay down on the floor here,
I did.
Dan
earlier.
And I could run laps over your back.
Oh my God! Remember people used to do that?
Yeah.
And I thought that was just a good idea.
Hey,
I
will
still
you
do?
Jump on my back?
Yeah, just walk on my back real quick.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just obnoxious. It's just obnoxious. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all.
Being in pain sucks.
But onward we go.
No. Do you think you injured it? Or you just...
I just don't know how. I don't do that sort of activities. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm very sedentary, I guess is the word. You know, I mean, I work out.
Yeah,
but,
you go
but
to
I work
gym,
out
though.
With a trainer.
Yeah, but still.
And I never overexert. I don't try harder than I need to, and I never walk out of there feeling bad. So I truly don't know
right.
or if it's just a muscle that's been in spasm and it won't stop, or I don't know, maybe there's something else.
We're
back
old.
There.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't want to say it.
Yep.
It's just time. Yep. Catches
could be,
up.
Could be many a thing.
I just tweaked my back sitting here in the chair, so it happens. Well, it's good to see you.
It is good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Good morning.
What up?
What up?
What up? Oh, that was kind of cool.
That worked out pretty well.
That's good harmony, right? I was up late last night. I went to that to the friends and family thing. We had Chef Tiffany Faison in yesterday, and
I thought you were going in early. She said go early.
Yeah, but man, it was just so much fun being out with human beings after dark
without a small child.
Well, it's not hard to do after
it's
four.
It's wild. Well, Lana and Barrett left for the Cape yesterday. And so I was solo last night. I was like, you know what? I'll go over there. She said, you know, I could come over around 6. So I went early. And then next thing you know, I'm like, it's 8:30. And I was still there.
Look at you.
I was like, it's time to go home.
Yeah. Living your life.
Must have made some friends at the bar if you were still there.
I did. Well, the second I walked in, it was pretty empty. So she's got this new pizza place called Tenderoni right next to Target there on Boylston Street that opens Friday. And so it's just friends and family. So it's pretty empty. There's a couple people smattered at tables. And then there was only one other. There was a group of three sitting at the bar. And so I go in and I sit down. And one of the women sitting at the bar looks at me. She's like, I know you. And she's wearing one of my wife's hats.
No.
Oh.
Not even kidding. And one of the Olympic hats.
That's amazing.
And so I was like, well, I know that hat. And she's like, oh, yeah, we did it. We start talking, and it's Susan Tran from NBC 10 Boston. Mm-hmm. And so we get talking, take a picture, send it to Lana, because Lana's a big fan of hers. And so I meet her and her husband, and there was a friend visiting from California. So the four of us just sat there talking. Well, she left. She went to go home because she does the morning.
I was going
to
say.
No, she left at like 6:30.
That girl has to be up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think she's doing.
I could not do
that. Yeah, those TV morning shows hit different.
And they have to look good.
And she said she's filling in doing traffic this week, and she's like, doesn't own a car, and she's like, I gotta get in so early just to understand where all the traffic stuff
is. Traffic
is
hard.
Yeah.
Traffic
so
is
I
hard.
Was like, oh, I get it. So yeah, I sat there, had a bunch of delicious pizza and
that's
some good
amazing.
Apps, and it was just, yeah, and it was sort of like a buzz down there too because the high school football games are happening at Fenway Park.
Right, right.
So there was
that's
people
cool.
around that had gone to the football games.
Who played?
That would be the O'Brien and BL. It was either BLA or BLS. I'm not really sure, Dan. I think it was one of those two. There's not a lot. I think those two schools are...
They're interchangeable.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about what we have on the show this morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to find out what everybody is doing for Thanksgiving, who you're going to be spending the time with. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to make it awkward. We're going to make you pick who you want to spend Thanksgiving with, Kennedy, myself, or producer Dan.
Yep.
I think your back's going to be feeling pretty good in the 8 o'clock hour, Kennedy.
Maybe your back hurts from carrying the show.
It's going to feel
Dan,
pretty good.
Dan, that's it. That's it.
That's what it is.
If you guys could hop off, that'd be awesome.
Nope. In fact, we're going to throw a few more people off.
Try to ride them coattails.
Yep.
It's a few more years.
My coat has no more room. Awful.
We are going to give away some more tickets for Edaville's Christmas Wonderland, which is open now. We are going to be out collecting toys for Black Friday. We'll give you that information. We'll get into... well, there was no professional sports yesterday in Boston. We did have one of the biggest upsets in the history of World Cup soccer. And, Kennedy, I know you love high school football, and this weekend it is on.
It is on, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of those crazy rivalries coming up in about 10 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Celtics were off. They play tonight. The Dallas Mavericks are coming to town. And the Bruins, same thing. They were off last night. They are in Florida. They will play the Panthers tonight. Of course, the Patriots will play on Thursday, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That is an 8:15 game, and Buffalo will be in town for that game.
Oh.
And then let's talk quickly, because we don't get to talk a lot about this on this show. Let's talk about soccer for a moment. The FIFA World Cup is happening, and there was an upset yesterday that was just wild.
Shot! Ball was blocked. It was headed for goal. Touchdown. Look out here. Shot taken. Goal! Oh, the siren! Oh, my. A stunner. One of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. 2-1. Saudi Arabia has defeated
heavily favored Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina was, you know, expected to probably be in the finals of this, maybe win it all. I lost your microphone. There you go.
They're ranked number 3 in the world.
Yep.
So does that mean that they're out or they play another game?
No, so they're in the pool part of it right now. So there's 4 teams in each pool, total of 32 teams you play.
Okay. So they're not out for good.
No, you play everybody in your pool, and then at the end, whoever has the most points and the second most points moves on.
I got you.
So you get 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, and 0 points for a loss.
Okay.
The USA tied, so they have a point.
Right.
There was a lot of ties yesterday.
Saudi Arabia, it's a national holiday there today after a win.
Their government
was like, nobody's working today.
We got
that dub.
It was a lot of fun to watch some of this stuff yesterday. So Mexico tied with Poland 0-0. France crushed Australia 4-1. Denmark and Tunisia tied 0-0. And then Morocco and Croatia are actually playing right now, and it is 0-0 halftime. And the USA plays on Friday, and we play England, and they are another team. They have Harry Kane on that team, and that guy's really good at soccer.
Okay.
Also, I just want to run down quickly, Kennedy.
Yo.
It is Thanksgiving weekend, and that means we get some of the oldest rivalries in high school football.
Oh, yes, let's go.
So I'm going to run you down the teams that are going to be playing each other and how long they've been playing.
Okay.
Thank you, the Boston Globe, for actually doing all the work, so I can just read your work. Wellesley at Needham, 135th meeting.
Are you kidding me?
The nation's oldest public school rivalry. It is always played with an edge, it says here. A skirmish broke out toward the end of the 2019 meeting, and Wellesley earned a narrow 34-28 victory in overtime last Thanksgiving to take a 65-60-9 lead
in
the series.
That is wild.
I wonder what that game looked like 135 years ago.
Leather helmets, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
The ball was a crab apple.
Billerica at Chelmsford, that is the 96th meeting of that game. Attleboro at North Attleboro, their 101st meeting.
Wow.
Mansfield at Foxboro, their 91st meeting. Wakefield at Melrose, their 112th meeting. Woburn at Winchester, their 121st meeting. English New Mission at Boston Latin, their 135th meeting. Peabody and Saugus, their 75th meeting.
That is wild.
Amesbury at Newburyport, 99th meeting. And Brockton at Bridgewater Raynham, their 11th meeting. It's a relatively new
one. That's all right.
You
got to
start somewhere.
Tradition's got to start somewhere. I know. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Hey, if you have a Good Vibe Tribe story you want to send to us, drop us a link in the studio, 617-931-1234. An animal rescue group in Pennsylvania found a microchip in a stray cat and got it back to its owner 7 years after it went missing. And two best friends in Canada hit the lottery for $1 million this summer, and they've already given a bunch of it away. They're using a sizable chunk to help nonprofits and other organizations in their hometown. A fisherman in the Mediterranean Sea rescued a dolphin this month. It was tangled up in a rope, and the whole thing is on video. You have to go watch the video. It's incredible. And a couple in Oregon just had twins that came from embryos that they froze 30 years ago. By all accounts, it is a new record. The previous record was 27 years. The embryos were donated by an anonymous couple in 1992. They were kept at almost 200 degrees below zero this whole time, and both babies are doing great.
That is amazing.
New dad, Philip Ridgway, says the craziest part to him is he was only 5 when they were conceived by their birth parents 30 years ago.
That's amazing.
Technology's crazy.
It's a wonderful thing.
I mean, they're going to be...
The sharing of humans, you know?
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
Dan, we should pack away some stuff for the future. You know, 400 years down the road, they might want to borrow it to make some babies.
Oh, yes, because our gene pool...
Yeah, maybe not. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe?
Well, this is actually something that Dan found. So, Dan, why don't you tell what it is?
Well, there's one thing we love here in the Good Vibe Tribe. It's adorable little kid audio. Mm-hmm. So this is a mom that has recorded her daughter, and it's her first experience going down the toy aisle.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, are you serious? Are
Are you serious? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! So many bells. Melita. 2 Melitas. A Rapunzel and Cinderella. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
All the princesses.
Rapunzel
the princesses.
And Cinderella?
Oh my gosh. It's corn. I like corn. I like toys. I got a couple of text messages about the high school games, Kennedy.
Yeah.
From the 617, Watertown versus Belmont at Fenway, 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Also, another 617, Malden beat Medford at Fenway last night, their 134th meeting.
That is wild.
And I saw
Cyclones.
Yeah, and also I saw BLA beat the O'Brien last night as well. I don't know what number meeting it was for them. And then the Super Bowl happens for all of them coming up the first week in December for high school sports. Thank you for that audio, Dan. Appreciate that.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Yay!
Long holiday weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
I mean, you cooked a turkey.
Woo!
All right, let's carve it.
We can't eat a live turkey.
Aw, family. Oh, come on, let's eat.
We've got a house full of people coming and they're expecting a turkey.
Look at that juicy bird there.
We gotta save the turkey.
Hey. Turkey boy, want to show me your giblets?
This holiday weekend. And I'll be right back with the tofu turkey.
We like to make this show kind of like your family at Thanksgiving awkward. It's 617-931-1234. What we're going to be doing all morning this morning is having you call in and pick which one of the three of us you want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. And you can only pick one of the three of us. And you have to tell it to our faces with the others listening while you're not picking us. So there's going to be feelings hurt here this morning.
No, there's not.
Sick.
Well, not feeling, yours.
Yeah, I know. It's easy to sit in that chair and say that.
That's not what I'm saying. Your feelings shouldn't be hurt.
Those the person sitting on the Iron Throne say, life's not bad.
Oh, for
crying out loud. For the serfs.
617-931-1234. We want you to call right now. You can call or text that number, and we want you to pick. Do you want Kennedy to come with you to Thanksgiving with your family? Do you want me, Carson, to come with you to your Thanksgiving dinner, or do you want producer Dan over there to come with you to your Thanksgiving
the right
dinner?
Answer.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this. I was like, man, should I come up with like some gifts or offerings that if you invite me, I'm going to bring along?
But you're not going to do any of those things. So, no. You're not going to their house.
You don't know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
I do indeed know what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
You know, I might come with some good IPAs, maybe a nice bottle of wine. Just trying to sweeten the deal a little bit.
Mm. Well, do what you have to do, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
If I showed up to somebody's house, I would bring a nice bottle of wine, a dessert. I would make you laugh, and then I'd leave before it got awkward.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. No one wants a guy that lingers too long.
3 hours and I'm out.
Yeah.
We'll eat some turkey. We'll watch some football. Then I'm like, all right.
It's one of the best lessons my father ever taught me. Friends and family are like fish. After 3 days, they start to sing.
First text is in. Kennedy, all day, every day. Second text is in. I'm inviting Kennedy. No competition. Heart emoji.
This is not going to be fun. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Which one of the three of us do you want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner? Carrie from Newton, New Hampshire. Who are you inviting? Hello. Oh.
Do we got all the buttons? Buttons.
You got all your buttons? Buttons?
Yeah, I think so. I think I said Carrie. Maybe it's not Carrie. I don't know who it is.
Hi, are you there?
Person on phone driving.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Lauren.
Sorry about that. What is your name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. All right, Lauren. Who are you picking for Thanksgiving dinner to come over?
I am picking Kennedy to come to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Shocking.
And why is that?
I feel like we would talk some hot gossip about celebrities, and she'd laugh at all my jokes, and I love her laugh.
Well, you do. You're one of the few, and I appreciate you for it. It is a polarizing thing. It's like mayonnaise. People love it or hate it. There is no middle.
Are you bringing anything with you, Kennedy? You bringing your green bean casserole?
No, Mimi's fudge pie. That's my go-to.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Even better.
All right, who else we got?
You want to rub it in our face a little more? Keep talking.
Nah.
She's like, no, I won't do that to you. Thank you. All right, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
It's Lucy. How are you, Carson?
We're doing great, Lucy. Who are you inviting of the three of us to Thanksgiving dinner?
Producer Dan.
Put me on the board. We're a small but vocal minority.
Why are you inviting Producer Dan? Why are you making that terrible mistake?
I'm not. I have four grandsons, 26, 23, 22, and 21.
Okay.
And we'd have a good time.
Producer Dan and those boys would get along.
And there it is.
They would be doing shot for shot. They would be doing out there doing skateboarding.
Your house sounds fun.
And they would be doing everything that my grandchildren would love to do.
Yes, producer dance,
Dan,
skateboarding.
You're invited.
I might come. That sounds like a good time.
Sounded like Lucy had a bad phone connection. I think she was saying Carson is what she was saying.
She was going through a tunnel. It's hard to tell.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Frank,
who are you picking to invite of the three of us to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
I'm going to pick Carson, but I have a stipulation.
Oh, boy. A stipulation, okay.
Well, I want you to bring Lena and Barrett as well, because I think that it would be awesome.
So you want to invite Lena and Barrett to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what it is, and I have to drive them.
No. Oh, Dan, you caught me.
Thanks, Dan. Well, Frank, I appreciate that. What time are we eating? Are you eat early, late? What are we doing?
We're a 1 o'clock crowd.
That's what I'm talking about. Those people that eat at like 7 o'clock at night.
That is savage to make you wait that long.
You can't eat four times if you don't start early.
That's right.
Exactly. You got your say palate up in the morning. You have a nice breakfast, but then you got to make sure you get that. You make that Thanksgiving sandwich later on at night.
Oh, I like that.
That's my real Thanksgiving, over the sink at like midnight when no one's looking.
Frank, you got enough room for me to take a nap at about 2 o'clock too?
Oh, yeah, I got a nice, comfortable reclining chair, no problem.
Oh, Kennedy, get on my level. Nobody wants you coming to their house. They want me and Dan.
You're not wrong.
Thank you, Frank.
Wrong.
We appreciate that. Let me grab one more. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Corey.
All right,
hey,
Corey. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. I'm waking up making the pies.
Oh, look at you. All right, so you got to pick one of us. Which is it going to be?
You know what? I'll invite Dan.
Hey, thank you, Corey.
Two on the board for Dan.
I really appreciate that.
Why, Corey? What's going on here? Did he slip you like a five the other day when you dropped off toys?
I don't like the tone in your voice when people pick me.
Well, it sounds like Dan's bringing wine, so yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's all it. It's just some alcohol.
Because when I think sommelier, I think Dan Breslin.
Yeah. I don't know anything about wine.
I feel like Corey might have a crush on you, Dan.
This one has grapes, I think.
Corey, do you have a crush on Dan? Is he your kind of guy?
Well, hey, Dan is a cutie, and I'm sure he'd pick up the finest box of wine the liquor store would have.
Yeah, I got you for sure. Maybe a couple scratch tickets, because I want to make a good impression.
The scratches are always welcome.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Happy
we appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, my God. Dan is winning. All right. One last one. Who is this?
It's Aaron.
Aaron, who are you picking to invite to Thanksgiving?
Okay. Well, here first is Lana cooking.
Lana is cooking. She's a fantastic cook. I like where this is going.
Kennedy, where will we be going to dinner?
Davio's.
Dan, will there be whiskey?
Sure. Most of the time.
Boy, she's got us all figured out.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Dan. We're going to go to a bar, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just run down to the Cape, see Carson, and then end with Kennedy.
There we go.
What are you, a politician?
What is this?
I love it. That's smart. All three. Let's go. The hat trick, if you will.
We're like her children. She can't choose between.
That is good. Thank you. We appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Which of the three of us would you pick and why to come to Thanksgiving with you? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping
24/7.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. No, you don't invite a guest over to clean, but guests who are respectful go in the kitchen. Yeah.
What are you talking? I'm not expecting you to clean in my house if I invite you over for Thanksgiving.
There's no way I wouldn't.
If there's a
there's
full,
no I would get so mad.
Not
if
to
you
mention
did that.
The fact that the kitchen is the best place to be after dinner.
There's no way I would let you in the kitchen. I'm like, stop. Go sit down and relax.
I wouldn't be able to.
You'd have to.
Nope.
You don't get to clean in my house.
Whatever.
Yeah, I invited you over. You relax.
I might come to your house for Thanksgiving.
That's all I'm saying, Dan.
Taylor Swift's iconic Cornelia Street. If I make it through the show, it will be a Thanksgiving miracle.
I love you.
Taylor Swift's iconic Cornelia Street townhouse has hit the rental market for $45,000 a month. Now, Taylor doesn't own this. It's where she was living when she first started dating Joe Alwyn back in 2016. And it served as the inspiration for her 2019 track, Cornelia Street. She had rented the property while renovations were being carried out at the $18 million Tribeca residence where she had purchased. In the track titled Cornelia Street, she sings, "We were in the back seat, drunk on something stronger than the drinks in the bar. I rent a place on Cornelia Street," I say casually in the car. It has 4 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms, a swimming pool off the living room, and a private roof terrace accessed from the master bedroom. This is like unheard of in New York. This is a crazy space.
Now, a studio apartment goes for $4,000 in New York.
So 45. Much more than that.
Stop.
Yeah. A studio.
That's
Boston.
Yeah,
studio's like 8,000. It's crazy.
Maybe more Manhattan, but the rest of New York
is about
$4,000.
That's how much it cost me in Eastie. So $45,000 a month if you want to go rent the place for a month at the place where she wrote that song.
Right.
You know.
Hi, it's me. I'm the landlord. It's me. You imagine sending her a check every month.
It's not hers.
I know.
She only rented
it.
But it is the space where she wrote the song.
Sure. What a different lifestyle. Who are these people that are $45,000 a month?
Rockefeller Center has been placing Christmas trees in the plaza since 1931, and the lighting ceremony has always been a big deal. It takes place next Wednesday evening, and the musical performances are all over the place. We'll hear music from Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
No, thank you.
Jimmy Allen, Andrea Bocelli, David Foster and Catherine McPhee, Brett Eldridge, Mickey Guyton, Alicia Keys, The Muppets, Dan and Shay.
Okay.
And many, many more. Christmas in Rockefeller Center airs November 30th at 8 on NBC. And Camila Cabello had a little fun with herself on the TikToks. So last year, she sang at the White House. And she sang, when she sang, she said Christmas in a really, really weird way. So she, what you're going to hear is her singing it at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did one of those TikTok videos where she's playing both parts.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like trying to teach herself how to say Christmas.
Right.
You got it, the idea.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Okay, so we're just going to practice some phrasing. Okay, so repeat after me.
I'll be home for Christmas.
All right, you try.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Try again. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. 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 Christmas.
Sounds like a guy named Chris and he's moist.
That is good.
She had a little fun with herself.
That is so good.
You gotta
good.
Like a celebrity that can poke fun at themselves.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, some more bad news from Kanye West. He apparently can't use his Apple Pay.
Oh, no.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to John from Fall River.
Hello.
Hey, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
We kick Kennedy out?
Absolutely. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, too.
5 trivia questions, Sean. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you the cash. If you tie, you lose. Have you ever played before?
I have, yes.
Yeah. How have you done so far?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad. Still can't beat her, but not bad.
Yeah, that's going around.
Yep. All right, she's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Again, you have to get more right than Kennedy to win. Question number one, Iggy Azalea sold her masters and publishing for 8 figures, she says. What is Iggy Azalea's biggest song?
Oh,
The exasperation in his voice.
Not your wheelhouse?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah, no, not sure.
James Cameron says Leonardo DiCaprio almost lost his chance at Titanic because he had a negative attitude in the audition and didn't want to read lines with his co-star. Who starred opposite Leo in that movie?
Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. No. I'm not sure.
All right, question number three. It sounds like Trevor Noah got tired of the hyper-political space of The Daily Show, and that's why he stepped down. Who was The Daily Show host prior to Trevor Noah?
A lot of
coming. These are like really, really hard today.
Question number four. Qatar's last-minute beer ban at the World Cup left Anheuser-Busch in a tough spot, so they've announced that they're shipping all of the unsold beer off to the country that wins the World Cup. Which U.S. city does Anheuser-Busch originate from?
I'm going to say... I'm going to say Denver.
And question number five, Snooki from the Jersey Shore turning 35 today. Let's play a round of Jersey Shore lingo. What did the term grenade mean on the Jersey Shore?
Grenade. So basically they were just really ugly.
All right.
Well, I mean.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I'll give
Kennedy!
It to him.
It was a loose term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yep.
John is here for us today, Kennedy. He killed it. He got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Oof.
And the one he got was kind of like, let's just give it.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Iggy Azalea has sold her masters, and she says, for 8 figures, and it has allowed her to never have to work again in her life.
Go ahead, Iggy.
What is Iggy Azalea's biggest song?
Fancy.
Fancy. That is correct.
You knew that. Knew that.
1-0. James Cameron says Leonardo DiCaprio almost lost his chance at Titanic because he had a negative attitude in the audition and didn't want to read lines with his co-star. Who starred opposite Leo in that movie?
Kate Winslet,
yes. 2-0. Sounds like Trevor Noah got tired of the hyper-political space of The Daily Show, and that's why he stepped down. Who was The Daily Show host prior to Trevor Noah?
Jon Stewart?
It was. 3-0. Qatar's last-minute beer ban at the World Cup left Anheuser-Busch in a tough spot, so they've announced that they're shipping all of the unsold beer to the country that wins the World Cup. Which U.S. city does Anheuser-Busch originate in?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri. It's in every commercial.
Yep. They gave us Nelly, Jason Tatum, and Budweiser. I have no problems with St. Louis.
4-0. Question number 5. Snooki from the Jersey Shore turning 35 today. Kennedy, so let's play a round of Jersey Shore lingo. What did the term grenade mean on the Jersey Shore?
It meant that, like, if you were taking a girl home, but she had a friend that wasn't as cute, and you took her home anyway, you jumped on that grenade.
Mm-hmm. A less attractive person, your wingman had to jump on to prevent them from ruining your chance with their friend. That is it. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. John, you don't get the cash. But you're not leaving it empty-handed. I have 4 gold passes to Eataville's Christmas Wonderland open now. Your gold pass gets you access to the Christmas market, light displays, unlimited train rides, and all of Eataville's vintage amusement rides. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
So I'm John from Fall River. I cannot beat Kennedy.
You in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today? Or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
All right, we are turning the show over to you this morning. 617-931-1234. The fourth microphone is yours until we fill it. You get to tell us what you're up to for Thanksgiving, 617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text that number. Kennedy, how about you? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, I'm going over to Annie Dow's house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lori and Tom and Annie, they invited me to come over.
Okay.
Because I'm usually on my own, and I usually, you know, like I always go to Davio's, and I take, you know, a straggler with me. But this year, and usually somebody falls in my lap right around this time, and nobody did this year. And so I'm going to go over there for a little while.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and then we're going to go collect toys for the rest of the
week. We are going to be collecting a lot of toys over the weekend. That is right. Let's see. Let's start here up first. I have Sherry from Haverhill. Good morning, Sherry. Hello.
Good morning.
What are you up to for the Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm going to be cooking.
You said that so happily.
You're doing a ham and a turkey.
I did a ham and a turkey when I made Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I also use the turkey afterwards, and I make a pot pie and I freeze them.
Oh, come on. Yes, please.
And I want Kennedy to come over. I need some girl power.
Oh, you got too many dudes over there?
Yes.
How many people are you feeding that you're doing a ham and a turkey?
About 10.
Does anybody help you cook?
Big my boyfriend will do the ham, and
but
that's
the rest is on you.
Let's go back to the.
That's why I want Kennedy to come over. She'll whoop him into shape.
A lot of guys over there, huh, Kennedy? Feel like this would be a good place
that's
for you
not
to
why
hang
she's out. Saying that.
Any of them single?
Stop trying.
I'm shipping you for Thanksgiving, Kennedy.
I'm good.
I want to do that to Kennedy.
Yeah, I love you. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
All right. Talk to you later, Sherry. Thank you. Caroline is from Brighton. What are you up to for Thanksgiving?
Hey, I'm driving down to Jersey to see my family. Packed my cats in the car this morning, and we're heading down trying to get there for lunch.
Oh, you're on the road right now?
Yeah. Streaming you through Odyssey.
That's fun. How's the traffic? Live traffic report from Caroline.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I caught the traffic. I know Kate was saying, you know, you got to get out there before 8. So I'm out here. I'm Auburn exit in 6 miles. And honestly, it's been pretty good so far both ways. So
I'm looking all the way down. You're in green. You're green for quite some time.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Have a good trip down there.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Good luck in New Jersey.
Of course, there's going to be traffic the second I decide to drive down to the Cape. So my,
when are you going
to
go?
Like probably around 11
of
or 12.
You're literally leaving at the worst possible time that you could.
I have this thing called a job. I have a job.
We're done at 10. Then what?
And then I got to go to the house. I got to load up everything.
Well, that's your fault for not loading up last night, no?
Well, I couldn't load a turkey into the truck and just leave it there while we're here.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it needs to thaw anyway.
Oh, that's true.
It's been in the fridge. And I got to pick
we
up.
We got a freezer.
I got to pick up. What, do you want me to bring Mimi and the dog here as well?
Absolutely. I would love that. Are you kidding me? All Mimi all day.
That would have been wild this morning.
How big is the turkey?
20 pounder. Mm. Yeah, we do a big one. We do the
Please
deep fry.
Save me a little bit.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
No. We'll do.
I'm sure you'll get leftovers from Lori Dow.
I would never, but I've always wanted Carson's fried turkey, and he always says, I'll save you some, good. And he never does.
No, he sits on a throne of lies.
The deep fried turkey is good. So yeah, my sister-in-law and her husband,
that's so awesome.
They arrived, I saw in the ring, they arrived like 2:30 this morning from Charlotte. They drove in.
They drove,
yeah. I mean, the airline tickets are just so expensive right now that people are driving everywhere.
How long is that ride? I'm going to guess like 12 hours, 13 hours?
Yeah, I think it was more than that. They left around 11 a.m. yesterday, and they got in at 2 this morning, 2:30 this morning. So it was a long drive. But she had just gotten a new car. I think it was kind of, you know, a little bit of a road trip. They wanted to bring their dog with them. So, yeah, they're here until, I think they're leaving like Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, something like that. So I'm grabbing Mimi, grabbing the dog, driving down to the Cape. We'll do the whole, you know, the deep frying of the turkey and just maybe a couple of bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Try not to burn your house down on either of those things.
No, that would...
He's a responsible fryer.
He started a forest fire one time down there. I didn't forget.
But that wasn't Thanksgiving that caused that. That was just irresponsibility. Carissa from Amesbury, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I actually am doing a low-key because I've already had 4 Thanksgivings.
What?
Why?
Yeah, I've already had 4. Well, my 4th one technically will be on Friday.
Right.
But I'm going to have 4 Thanksgivings. So I actually am doing a low-key. I'm getting a shepherd's pie, and I am going to go hiking with my boyfriend, or either to the beach with our dog, or we're going to go to... Maudsley State Park in Newburyport.
Nice. I love a good workout on Thanksgiving. Seriously, it just, for some reason, it just feels so good to get a workout in after I've eaten all of the turkey.
4 Thanksgivings. Why are you so popular?
Well, I just have a mixed family. Like I have like my parents, and then I have my boyfriend's parents that are separated, and then we have our Thanksgiving, which is going to be shepherd's pie and hiking with our dog.
That sounds awesome. Have good a great time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're going to do an alternative to the usual family get-together, because I already did a 10-person get-together and a 7-person get-together. So
yeah, hiking in the woods sounds perfect.
Yeah, I'd be in the woods too if I had that much family.
I'm just saying, that's stressful. It sounds like you have to work for Thanksgiving. It's too much. You could say no, right?
I know.
Can you really?
No, you can't. You can't.
And because I'm not cooking for Thanksgiving, I'm going to just pop something in the oven and say, see you in about 40 minutes.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you as well. Thank you. And, remember my name, because I want to win that $1,000.
I'm writing it down right now. Carissa from Amesbury. She should win. It is.
You know, we don't give away the $1,000.
Yeah, we won't be here. I'll be in the car stuck in traffic on my way to
the
Cape.
We just tell you when to be listening.
Good luck to you. Thanks, Carissa. All right. Also, just real quick, again, we are going to be out collecting toys Black Friday, North Shore Mall, 2 to 5. And then on Saturday, 11 to 1, shops at Chestnut Hill for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We would love it if you would pop out there and drop off a new unwrapped toy. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, Kanye West says he's been struggling since losing his billionaire status, and he was unable to use his Apple Pay the other day. This is a story from Radar Online, which I believe about a third of the time, but it's still good. Monday evening, he ran into a cameraman outside of his Crenshaw design studio. He invited the cameraman inside, where he started off with a song and a prayer, and then he started discussing things. He said he was working on his Donda Academy, which he has, of course, closed, and then he renamed it the Donda Theology Engineering University. He said he was meeting with civil engineers and theologists to develop a new curriculum for his students. Of course, the school was set down after his anti-Semitic remarks and then reopened days later. He said that he might be running for president again.
It worked out great the first time.
And he said the reason that he wants to is that he wants the FCC to look at his money. If the FCC was looking at my money, there would be a possibility that Adidas wouldn't have went into J.P. Morgan Chase and froze my account and put a $75 million hold on 4 different accounts. I went from being a multi-billionaire to not being able to use my Apple Pay 4 nights ago.
Did he say FCC? Because that's the Federal Communications
Commission. I'm well aware of that.
I think he means the SEC.
I'm sure he did.
So he might want to get his organization straight before he complains to somebody.
Or just fact check. Mm-hmm. Like, duh.
But the birthday party will rise again, huh?
I guess.
He's coming back.
And,
Did I see he went to see Trump? Did I see that in the news too?
I don't know.
I read something where he was there.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but in any event. Also, you guys remember when he went to go meet with Adidas and then somebody, he released that video of him showing like porn to the executives there in a meeting. Mm-hmm. We played the audio for you here. Well, now they're claiming that not only did he show them that, but he showed them many explicit images of his ex-wife as an intimidation tactic. There is a Rolling Stone report published on Tuesday where one person claimed that West showed him an explicit picture of Kim during a 2018 job interview. Kanye was like, "My wife just sent me this," while pulling up a very revealing and personal photo of Kim on his phone. Another former office employee allegedly remembered Kanye showing a very explicit video of Kim at that same year. When asked about West showing photos of Kim, a third person seemingly confirmed the allegation, saying that they claimed that West was not afraid to show explicit images or talking about situations that should be kept private. They felt that he was doing that to be intimidating, making people feel uncomfortable and throwing them off their game or whatever. Either way, ew.
And then Dan mentioned this earlier, too. He's now all out back on Twitter. And the first thing he did is, you know, crack a shalom joke. It's just like, what are we doing here, Kanye?
Trash. So can you imagine the Titanic without Leonardo DiCaprio in it?
Mm.
I mean, for real, though.
No.
I mean, really, I simply can't imagine anyone else doing it, right? So James Cameron has said that he almost botched his audition. James said that Kate Winslet was fantastic from the get, but when Leo first came in, he had a bit of an attitude.
Hmm.
James said he asked Leo to read some lines with Kate and told him, Leo said, "I don't read." You know, you get to a certain part in your...
Oh, really?
Level in your career where you say, "I don't read anymore."
This was only 1998, though.
Was he in that atmosphere?
I think he thought he was.
I feel like this movie is what launched him into that atmosphere.
So James stopped. He shook his hand, thanked him for coming by. And that's when Leo said, wait, if I don't read for the part, I don't get it. Just like that. And James like, "Yeah, this is a giant movie. It's going to take years to make. I'm not going to mess it up by making the wrong choice with casting."
Because you're a diva.
So Leo reluctantly agreed and was real negative about it, but they started the session. Leo turned into Jack and the rest is history.
So I just pulled it up, Dan. These are the movies that he made before that movie. Romeo and Juliet. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh,
that was his breakout.
Yeah.
The Basketball Diaries in 1995. Oh, This Boy's too. Life. Total Eclipse. The Quick and the Dead.
I just mean, you got to be really big to say I don't read to James Cameron.
Yeah, and I don't think you're right.
To James Cameron.
I mean, he was great in some of those movies.
Sure,
but
I don't read.
Titanic was the highest grossing movie of all time before Avatar, which is also James Cameron.
Well, I mean, he was...
But I'm glad it all worked
Leo
out.
Leo was right.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Ultimately, he was like, "I am the guy for the role. I shouldn't have to read."
I sang this song at karaoke at Good Times in Somerville back in the day when I was like 9.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, I would like video, please.
Mm. I remember when this song came out, and I was, you know, I was just kind of like starting my radio career, and our boss was like, "This song's going nowhere." I was like, "Oh, okay." I mean, I didn't know any difference, but...
And then Celine Dion just took over the entire decade.
Yeah, and then he was very wrong on
that. And Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Oh, not right before vacation. Mm-hmm. You are too good to me, Kennedy.
The coronation will be taking place on May 6th. King Charles III hosted his first state dinner. Prince William and Princess Kate were on hand to receive the evening's first guest, President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa. Queen Consort Camilla was also in attendance for the event, which was begun by a procession of 1,000 soldiers and 230 horses. So much for keeping a low key. Queen Camilla was wearing her first tiara as her new role. She was wearing the Belgian Sapphire tiara. The first moment since
that is
King
wild.
Charles
she is
the
now
throne.
The queen.
She's the queen consort.
Yeah, well, you know, still
it's different.
It's just wild, though. How's it going with our endeavor of Goodwill Hunting?
Everyone I reach out to either doesn't return or just says I don't know.
Hmm.
So I'm doing my best.
The prince is big time in us, huh?
When is it?
Not at all.
When does the prince come to town again? What is it? December.
December 4th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Right.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we have to sweeten the pot then some more, huh? To get people.
I just don't even have anyone that has like working knowledge of.
We haven't even seen a crack yet in the wall. Okay, we'll get there.
Yep.
We'll try to get the prince on the show, by the way. And we're calling it Goodwill Hunting. We need your help because we're not doing a very good job.
But we're not real plugged into royalty around here.
I know. Like Kennedy's doing a really good job.
When I say we,
I mean the royal we.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Phil from Franklin.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
I have my kids here, too, Emma and Ben.
Yeah, we picked up on that, Phil.
Good morning, Emma. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, guys.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. How old are Emma and Ben?
Emma, say good morning. Ben is 2 and Emma is 4.
Oh, Emma, what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Dad, I'm eating.
She's eating a muffin right now.
Oh, she's eating. She can't talk to us.
All right, that's fair enough.
Thank you.
Leave her be.
Thank you for your manners. Here we go, Phil. Kennedy's left the studio. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. You tie, you lose. Question number one. Louis Tomlinson says he has considered releasing his music anonymously because of his frustration with how people still connect his new music to his past. Which group was Louis Tomlinson in until their breakup in 2016?
One Direction.
I knew you were a One Directioner. Question number two. Actress Nikki Icox, passed away at the age of 47. She's been publicly fighting leukemia since last year. She played Meg Masters on which CW show about the Winchester brothers?
Supernatural.
Top Gun Maverick will be on Paramount Plus December 22nd. Who stars as Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell in both Top Gun films?
Tom Cruise.
The daughter of the late Kobe Bryant has filed a restraining order against a stalker. Natalia Bryant told a Los Angeles court that she fears for her safety due to the behavior of a 32-year-old by the name of Dwayne Kemp. Which basketball position did Kobe play for the majority of his 20-year career?
Kobe. Guard.
Question number five. There's video of the Black Crowes hitting a fan who ran on stage with their mic stand and the guitar. The Black Crowes' biggest songs are Hard to Handle and She Talks to Blank.
Angels.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did you give him 4? Because I was vague.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm asking him what you think.
What, guard?
Kennedy, don't put your headphones on. Yes, I gave it to him. That's
all right. It's about to be the holiday. We'll give it to him.
Yeah, no, I give it to him.
All right.
Because that's technically the position. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Phil got 5 out of 5.
You're kidding.
Sal weeps for his $100.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Louis Tomlinson says he's considered releasing his music anonymously because of his frustration with how people will connect or still connect with his new music to his past. Which group was he in until the breakup in 2016?
One Direction.
Oh, by the way, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
I'll tell you if you just look at me, though.
Actress Nikki Icox passed away at the age of 47. She had been publicly fighting leukemia since last year. She played Meg Masters on which CW show about the Winchester brothers?
Supernatural.
Top Gun Maverick will be on Paramount Plus December 22nd. Who stars as Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell in both Top Gun films?
Tom Cruise.
The daughter of the late Kobe Bryant has filed a restraining order against a stalker. Natalia Bryant told a Los Angeles court that she fears for her safety due to the behavior of a 32-year-old by the name of Dwayne Kemp. Which basketball position did Kobe play for the majority of his 20-year career?
Baller, shot caller.
Question number five. There's video of the Black Crowes hitting a fan who ran on stage with their mic stand and guitar. The Black Crowes' biggest songs are Hard to Handle and She Talks to Blank.
Angels.
All right, question number one. One Direction, yes. Question number two, Supernatural. Question number three, Tom Cruise. Question number five, she does talk to angels. And question number four, Kennedy, the correct answer is guard or shooting guard.
Yeah, of course.
Phil wins it 5-4. Phil.
Emma and Ben seem uninterested in your victory.
Phil?
Yes.
Okay. You all right, buddy?
Sorry.
You also seem uninterested in your victory.
I'm just speechless.
You're speechless. I get it. Okay. I thought we lost you. All right. Well, congratulations, Phil. You won the cash. You won yourself $100. Also, we're going to give you 4 gold passes to Edaville's Christmas Wonderland, which is open now. Your gold pass gets you access to the Christmas market, light displays, unlimited train rides, and all of Edaville's vintage amusement rides. And I know Emma and Ben are going to have a wonderful time at Edaville.
Yeah.
Love to Edaville. Kennedy,
yeah.
Is there something you would like to say to Phil?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Phil.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, let's make it awkward. 617-931-1234. We want you to call now, and you have to pick. Are you inviting Kennedy to Thanksgiving dinner? Are you inviting me to Thanksgiving dinner? Or are you inviting producer Dan to Thanksgiving dinner?
The correct answer.
617-931-1234. Who are you inviting to Thanksgiving dinner, and why are you picking Kennedy? We're going to start first with...
You guys, it has been very equal across the board.
Julie from Framingham, who are you inviting to Thanksgiving dinner, and why?
Hey, guys, this is a tough choice, but I'm going to go with Dan.
Oh, that's my girl, Julie.
Sorry, I got to do it. Dan, you remind me of my brother, and he's the best, and he passed away, and I just think it would be so awesome to have someone cracking jokes at the Thanksgiving table.
That was a very sweet compliment. Thank you. Also, in your face, Carson.
I lost the connection with her. I don't know what happened. Sorry about that, Julie. Let's see. D is from Shrewsbury. Who are you picking, D?
Hi, I want Kennedy at my table.
Why is
lots
that?
Lots of food.
Okay.
I need her brownies.
See?
My birthday tomorrow.
No worries.
I see what you did there, bribing people with the brownies. Here, I'm just bringing my family. You win that one, Kennedy. Nice
you
job.
You didn't say family, beer? You've literally mentioned everything but cash.
You're like a politician.
I'm bringing
Seriously.
Brownies, too.
The
I'm bringing brownies.
Is unbelievable.
Kara is from Hingham. Who are you inviting to Thanksgiving dinner of the three of us?
Hi, I'm inviting Kennedy because my family is obsessed with trivia, and I was Kennedy's lost 205 pre-pandemic.
Oh, wow.
You were lost number, you know your lost number?
Yes, of course I do. And then I got to come in and meet all of you in person, and Kennedy is just such an inspiration to me and all that she does for increasing awareness on mental health issues. I think she's an amazing woman.
No, thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
She's all right, that Kennedy. Yeah.
Sorry.
Teresa from Tewksbury, who are you inviting to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
I would like Dan at the table for Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm noticing a pattern
Don't
around
call
here.
A comeback.
Why are you picking Dan?
I just think that, Dan's had an especially tough year, and I think he would just be great to have at the table to bring some laughter and enjoy some blessings with a really great group of people.
Nice. Oh,
thank you very
That's
much.
Very
I
nice.
Will be there.
I just got a text from my wife. She's picking Kennedy. Thanks, Lana. Let's see. Ann from Quincy, who are you picking?
I'm also picking Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Carson and
that's,
Dan.
That's all right.
Let
that's
people
all right.
from Quincy call it. That's not fair.
Yes, well, it's a quick trip for Kennedy.
You
and,
can walk.
I like the fact that she said that she wasn't going to bring anything because I'm really controlling and I don't want anybody bringing anything. I host every year.
Nice.
I'll wash dishes then.
All right. Thank
that
you.
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Dinner's at 5.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Some of the text messages that are coming in, by the way, Kennedy.
Okay.
From the 71. Dan all day long! That's how they wrote it.
It was a lot of caps, and I appreciate that.
Yes. From the 71, I'm about to run into work. My pick is Carson. I love his personality, and Barrett can hang with my 12 and 11-year-old. See, again, it's not even about me. It's about my family.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Sweating over here. from the 508 Kennedy. The whole family are Broadway fanatics.
Ah.
She will fit right in and probably get adopted. My family adopts people.
I love that.
B-side is text in Kennedy, and she has said Kennedy.
Hey, boo.
From the 774, I would like to invite Carson for Lana's accent. Luke is from Marblehead. Luke, who are you picking to invite to Thanksgiving dinner and why?
Who are you picking, bud?
Austin.
Oh, these are my people. Thank you, Luke. That is awesome.
Why are you picking Carson?
Because he's the man in charge.
Because he's the man in charge?
That's funny.
Luke, that's the funniest thing I've heard all year.
Kennedy's got a bad back. Don't make her laugh that hard.
You know what? I will laugh through the pain this morning because that was too good.
You are my guy, Luke. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
He's the man in charge.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
That is the smartest listener we have right there. Luke.
There's no accounting for taste.
Luke is my guy.
That's amazing.
That is great. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Megan from Weston.
Hey.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture, Megan. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has lost today.
Kennedy has, yep. So here we go. Question number one. Is it the Noel Diary, I guess? Is it a holiday movie? I'm asking intern Samantha there. It is out on Netflix tomorrow, the Noel Diary, that stars Barrett Doss from Station 19 and Justin Hartley, who played Kevin Pearson on which NBC TV show?
NBC.
The Pearson family.
This is us.
There you go.
People are talking about the celebrity family Thanksgiving dinners they would like a seat at their table for. And the list highlights include the Kardashians, the Hanks family, and Nick Cannon's very extended family. Eva Mendez and her partner are on that list as well. Who has Eva Mendez been with since 2011?
Oh, my God. The guy from The Notebook, Ryan Gosling.
Lucas Gabriel, is that how it's pronounced? I'm not sure. 38 years old today. He played Sharpay's brother, Ryan, in the High School Musical films and was on which Freeform TV show?
Freeform TV show. I don't know.
All right, question number four. The Addams Family spinoff series premiere Wednesday is out today on Netflix. It stars Jenna Ortega as Wednesday and features Christina Ricci as one of her teachers. Jenna recently starred in the fifth installment of which slasher film series that came out this year?
Oh my God.
You can do it.
Completely lost in... No, I don't know.
All right. Question number five. Tyler Hubbard will be performing at the halftime show of tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day game between the Vikings and the Patriots. Tyler is best known as a former member of which country duo that announced a hiatus in February of this year?
For Georgia Line.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What time should we be over for Thanksgiving dinner, Megan?
Well, we're doing like three different dinners, so you can come at any time.
Three?
You're doing three different dinners?
Yeah, we do one at my house, one at my mom's side, and then one at my dad's side. But I only eat at my house, and then I do dessert. Or, like, personally, I do dessert at their house.
All right, well, text to see addressed all three, because we got to try all three.
Okay.
Right, Dan? I mean, we can't just do one.
People are so busy on Thanksgiving. I want to stay put and watch football.
Nope. Kennedy, Megan got 3 out of 5. One for each dinner she's having tomorrow.
I was going to say.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The Noelle Diary is out on Netflix tomorrow that stars Barrett Doss from Station 19 and Justin Hartley, who played Kevin Pearson on which popular NBC show?
This Is Us.
Look at you getting This Is Us questions right off the bat. Tied to one, question number two. People are talking about the celebrity family Thanksgiving dinners they would like a seat at the table for. The highlights include Carson and Kennedy, the Kardashians, the Hanks family, and Nick Cannon's very extended family. Also, Ava Mendez and her partner are on the list. Who has Ava Mendez been with since 2011?
Ryan Gosling.
Tied to two. Lucas Grabeel, turning 38 today. He played Sharpay's brother Ryan in the High School Musical films and was on which Freeform TV show?
I don't know. Pretty Little Liars?
Mm. Switched at Birth. Mm.
Only Lucas's mom knows that answer.
And intern Samantha.
And a lot of other people who aren't us, I'm sure.
Tied to two, question number four. The Addams Family spinoff series premiere Wednesday is out today on Netflix. It stars Jenna Ortega as Wednesday. And Christina Ricci is actually one of the teachers. Of course, Jenna starred in the fifth installment of this slasher film series that came out this year.
Scream?
Yeah, Scream 5. 3-2. Question number five. Tyler Hubbard will be performing at the halftime show of tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day game between the Vikings and the Patriots. Of course, Tyler is best known as a former member of your all-time favorite country duo, Kennedy, that announced their hiatus back in February. What is their name?
Florida Georgia Line?
Yes. I know how much you care for them, Kennedy.
I'm sure that they are wonderful humans. I just don't ever need to hear that song as long as I live.
4-3 is the final score. Guess what we're playing next?
Come on!
Kennedy gets the win. Megan, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed. We are giving you 4 gold passes to Edaville's Christmas Wonderland, open now. Your gold pass gets you access to the Christmas market, light displays, unlimited train rides, and all of Edaville's vintage amusement rides as well. So you have a great time on that, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
Oh, my name is Megan, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.